We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. St. Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Dusty, where do you keep coming up with this intro music? The Daily News, how appropriate for a newsbuster piece on fake news and news bias. That's perfect. Despite the unreliable nature of anonymous sources, the three major broadcast news have used them in nearly three-fifths of their news reports about the impeachment probe since it first began, mostly to pass along damning accusations against the president. Gee, there's a shocker. Cannot be independently verified, but they continue to use anonymous sources. Joining us now to expose how the networks keep pushing claims from anonymous sources is Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbusters and the Media Research Center's director of media analysis. Tim, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, you bet.
You gotta love the you gotta love that. I don't know where he comes up with this. Daily News from Tom Paxton. I got a heck of a producer, don't I?
Yeah, that's got to be an old one.
That is
right?
An old one. That's a really old. I don't know where he comes up with this stuff. So, Tim, according to your MRC study from September 24th, the day the impeachment inquiry was announced, to October 24th. The three broadcast networks devoted 322 minutes to the probe in their evening newscasts, and that's 140 different separate news segments. Of those, more than half, 57%, relied at least in part on information from anonymous sources, correct?
Yes, and this is, I mean, I would say we've, for many months, we would say every month there would be 300 minutes or 200 minutes on what you might call the Russia box or the Russia hole, you know, they would dig. Now it's the Ukraine box. And hundreds and hundreds of these heavy breathing stories about how doom is right around the corner for President Trump. And, of course, how do you prove that? Well, you have these secret sources that are in the know. We heard a guy down the street told us,
right,
President Trump is finished.
Yes. I've noticed that. I love that. They do that all the time, too. We've heard from so-and-so and such-and-such. It's actually laughable when they do it, but they do it with a straight face, and then they expect America to believe all this.
Well, and I think so much of the time the media doesn't sit around and think about how it would sound if we threw it back at them.
True.
Two secret sources told me Norm O'Donnell's a pervert.
Right, yeah.
You know?
So, Tim, I visited the Society for Professional Journalists website, and I looked up their code of conduct on anonymous sources. The very first line of the SPJ code of ethics states, quote, independent sources, whenever feasible, the public, quote, the public is entitled to as much information as possible on sources' reliability. So how reliable can they be when 60% of their stories are from anonymous sources?
Yeah. Now, let's make this clear. That means 60% of stories have at least one anonymous source. It doesn't mean they're dominated by anonymous sources. But what we've found is that, again, it's those really damaging sentences,
right,
that they'll say, Oh, two senior government sources told us, and it's always something like, the president sounded like an idiot in that phone call.
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, here, I'll give you a good example. This is a clip from the NBC Nightly News on October 3rd.
Peter Alexander at the White House. Meantime, there is a new report out tonight about a second government whistleblower, this time at the IRS. Hallie Jackson joins us now with late details. Hallie, what can you tell us about this one?
Lester, this new whistleblower complaint is from an IRS official who says he was told that a Treasury Department appointee reportedly tried to interfere with the annual audit of the president or vice president's tax returns. This is according to the Washington Post, citing multiple people familiar with the matter. NBC News has not independently confirmed that, but the Post says the complaint is now circulating on Capitol Hill, alarming some congressional Democrats.
So here's what I love about this, Tim. You've got the Washington Compost citing sources who have heard an IRS official who says he was told that another guy heard some appointee tried to interfere with something somewhere, and an NBC reporter, but they didn't bother to confirm any of it. I mean, how is this even remotely considered journalism?
Yeah, they say that we haven't independently confirmed that, and what it means is it was so juicy, we weren't going to wait to do it ourselves.
Right.
And this is one of those things where you want to say, the Washington Post, which has this slogan on the top of the paper every day, democracy dies in darkness, which is clearly designated, you know, pointed straight at the president for attacking the media as a bunch of liberal slugs. And that's, you know... this is the problem, and that is that when they say, they've got an ad campaign now. They've just put out a bunch of reporters, and it says the reporters, or the people's right to know is paramount. It's what keeps this country free. And it's like, well, we certainly don't seem to have a right to know who your sources are.
Right. Well, and I understand the need for protecting anonymous sources if somebody is in danger or something like that, but... this is a joke. You're quoting third party guys who think they heard something around the water cooler. That's not journalism. That's rumor mill. I mean, at what point did we lose our journalistic integrity? I go back to their code of ethics that says whenever feasible, the public is entitled to know.
And this is something that they have internally gone around about for many years. Back when the newspapers actually had these ombudsmen, the Washington Post and the New York Times both got rid of theirs in the Obama years. The Washington Post, these news networks kind of got rid of their investigative reporters in the Obama years because, well, who needs to investigate Obama? and they used to go around and say, well, we use too many anonymous sources. And it's not just the question of whether you use too many anonymous sources, which I think is obvious to the reader. It's what are you using them for? So, yes, the Washington Post will write these stories, and they'll literally have things like, a source inside the White House said, Trump is coming unglued. You know, it's this sort of thing.
Right.
It's not he threw a hamburger across the room. It's this kind of thing. And it's not something that said an anonymous source told us that the president threatened somebody's life. You know what I mean?
Which would
be inflammatory, and you would still want to know who the source is for this. But again, there's so much of this stuff that you can say. They don't have audio. They don't have video. They don't actually have a transcript. They're accepting, as you suggest, in a court of law, it would be called hearsay.
Exactly.
Well, now we're in a position where, yes, they're trying to impeach the president, which is, guess what, sort of a stand-in for a legal process, if you want to call the House representing a legal process in some way, which I don't think it really resembles right now. There's no standard of evidence here. There's no ruling against hearsay. Hearsay is dominating.
Well, and that is, I think, going full circle here, that's the one thing that is frustrating me in all of this. And it's really sad because this impeachment inquiry is unfolding behind closed doors, and journalists have relied so heavily on leaks provided on the condition of anonymity. How can the American people trust that any of it is true?
Well, this is the whole point, is what they're saying is you have to trust us. And our answer is, my answer to this is what I suggested before. When you've run editorials where you say the president's dangerous and needs to be removed, or the New York Times before the election had a front page commentary about how are we supposed to cover somebody we think is dangerous.
Right.
And if that's your newspaper's position, that the president is a threat to the republic, because they say this kind of stuff, then they get really angry when Trump calls them the enemy of the people. Well, you called Trump Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. That would suggest he's an enemy of the people.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that not endanger his life if this is the way you're, the game you're going to play is criticizing us threatens our safety? Well, you've said much meaner things about Trump,
and
wilder, more insulting things.
And I, frankly, it's what's good for the goose, so I have no problem with him fighting back. They're just not used to a president who's willing to do that. And frankly, I don't have a problem with him calling them out for what they're doing to him. They're just not used to a president who's willing to fight back. I appreciate, Tim, you helping us to expose this. If people are interested and they want more information from MRC and Newsbusters, give us the websites one more time. I know my listeners have it, but give it to them one more time.
Yeah, we're at newsbusters.org. We're publishing new information pretty much hour on the hour. As we've come across it, we have video, we have transcripts, we have a new service called cnsnews.com, and so we're trying to pump out this information for people.
Tim Graham from Newsbusters and the Media Research Center, thank you for joining me again this evening, my friend, and we'll have you on again. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Coming up after the break, we'll be joined by Patrick Penn, who just this week filed his petition to run for Kansas House District 85. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.